Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code CHAMPION200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Good afternoon, this is Anson Anderson, back again with another edition of Rockstar Classics, exclusively via all available apps. I hope you've all had a great week, I'm back again with the usual classic rock and new releases. So on today's show, we've got acts as diverse as Stone Temple Pilots, Alice in Chains and Bob Seger, as well as new material from Castle Black and Bleed Again. So I'm going to start things off with the Rolling Stones and a Jumping Jack Flash.
I'm
That was the Rolling Stones with Jumpin' Jack Flash, a single that came out in 1968 and marked a change in direction for the band, who went from sounding psychedelic to a more of a guitar band. This was more evidenced on their previous album, Her Satanic Majesty's Request. But by this time, Brian Jones had been sacked, so Mick Jagger and Keith Richards were firmly in charge, so they became lavishly successful, staging rockers like Brown Sugar and It's Only Rock and Roll. The track itself now was about Keith Richards' guitarist, Jack Dyer, after he was inspired to write a track about him one grey dawn at Redlands, when him and Mick Jagger were up all night, and it was raining outside, and they heard the sound of boots near the window. This prompted Mick Jagger to ask Keith Richards what that was, and Keith Richards replied, "Oh, that's Jack, that's Jumping Jack." And from there, they came up with a rhythm. Bill Wyman wrote most or some of this song and was unhappy with the fact that he wasn't credited for it, as he explains that Rolling Stones never got to the studio in time, so he was left to write the riff to this alongside Charlie Watts and Brian Jones. And within 20 minutes, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards turned up. They liked what they heard, so they created the song and moved on. So talk about moving on. I'm going to do that now with Bob Seger and Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. Seger with Ramblin' Man, which is off the 1968 album of the same name. This was performed under the name the Bob Seger System. This is his band. This is what the name of the were called when this song was released. It was just their second single on Capitol Records, which they joined after their previous label Cameo Parkway folded. The song itself, though, was influenced by the Spencer Davis Group track Gimme Some Lovin', with its distinctive Hammond B3 organ riff. Seger wanted something similar, so he made the B3 a staple of his live shows. And on this track, Bob Schultz, who's a member of the band, plays the organ. Bob Seger himself, though, this was his first big hit, charting at number 7, but received no airplay in major cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Bob Seger himself was very popular in Detroit, but during the singer-songwriter era, he just couldn't get any heat in most of the cities. It wasn't until his 1975 Beautiful Lose album that Seger got his break. And as I accidentally almost revealed then, this track features a 19-year-old Glenn Frey performing acoustic guitar and backing vocals. This was before he left Detroit to find fame and fortune in Los Angeles. So I'm going to move on now with Black Spiders and A Kiss Tried to Kill Me.
We'll be right back.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code CHAMPION200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
That was Starcrawler with Train, which is taken off their 2018 self-titled debut album. It's a track that I think probably does go quicker than most trains that you can find in this country. And before that was Black Spider with Kiss Try to Kill Me off their 2012 album, Sons of North, which sounds like an episode of Sons of Anarchy. So I'm going to move on now with some new music. This is a band from New York. They are called Castle Black, and they've just released a new album, which is called Get Up Dancer. And I think that came out on October the 1st. And this is the second single off it. This is Radio Queen.
She was a radio queen, and some say she's really gone too far. She was a rock and roll machine. Well, boogie back up, now it's your hour. She was a radio queen, and some say she's really gone too far.
Now it's your one, huh? Now you are moving.
That was New York's Castle Black with Radio Queen off their latest EP, Get Up Dancer. The EP itself came out on October the 1st and was produced by Mark Platy, who has previously worked with Prince and David Bowie. I think that's their sixth EP following their inception in 2015. They have built quite the reputation, winning several awards as well as performing on radio shows, well, being featured on radio shows and also performing at several festivals and supporting bands such as POD, War on Women, Big D and Richard Lloyd of Television. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with another band, or another new band that come from Australia, from Melbourne. This is Amil and the Sniffers and this track is called Hurts. Sniffers, which is With Hurts, which came off their most recent album, Cover to Me. Their second studio album coming out in September via ATO Records. The band themselves have been described as an Australian pop rock and punk band whose cite bands as diverse as AC/DC, Dolly Parton and Cardi B as influences, even though themselves the sound has been compared to Iggy Pop and The Damned. The name of the band, well, is Australian slang for amyl nitrate, also known as poppers, because as the band say, that when you sniff it lasts for 30 seconds you have a headache, and that's what their music is like. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with Stone Temple Pilots and Dead and Bloated.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code CHAMPION200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 in free bets. free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Is it acceptable to go to Mickey D's just for a drink? Of course it is. But good luck leaving with just a drink. It's more than a drink. It's a Mickey D's drink.
And right now, a small Minute Maid slushie is just $1.59. So all you have to do is choose a flavor, like the tropical mango or strawberry watermelon, and enjoy like it's meant to be enjoyed. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm dead and broke.
Alice in Chains with Madden Box off their debut album, Facelift, which came out in 1990, but the single itself was re-released a year later as a single due to its popularity. The lead vocalist Layne Staley and Jerry Cantrell have both gone on record as stating that the track has ambivalent meanings. Layne Staley insists at first that it was about media censorship. Then he's also said in other interviews that it was influenced by some Columbia record execs that were vegetarians, and they were talking about how veal was made from calves, and this gave him the image of writing what it would be like to write as a dead cock or a dead cow from their perspective. Jerry Cantrell dismisses that and says that it is about how the media control us through the news, and they kind of want to show us what we want, what they want you to see, and it's just about thinking outside the box and trying to go out to and learning yourself about seeing what the truth behind it all. So I'm going to move on very before that I do forget Stone Temple Pilots with Dead and Bloated, which is again the first track off their debut album, which came out a year later in 1992. That album was called Core. So I'm going to move on very swiftly now with a band that was at one time signed to Roadrunner Records, and I think they had high aspirations to be the next Pantera. This is Betsever and The Devil Went Down to the Holy Land. With The Devil Went Down to the Holy Land, which came off the album the same name. This was the third full-length album, which came out in 2013. The band had to start a campaign through the website Indiegogo to raise money for them to be able to mix and master the new album, which was well, the duties were done by Chu Madsen in Denmark. So I imagine that was long before GoFund campaigns were even a thing. The band were part of Roadrunner Records. I think they only lasted 6 months, and they got released due to personal reasons, which has never been disclosed. And they once supported Lamb of God in their heydays. So I'm going to move on very swiftly with Lamb of God and Resurrection Man. God with Resurrection Man, which came off last year's self-titled album, but was re-released this year as a reissue, as a special deluxe edition, with online videos that they did of the album that was part of the quarantine sessions during last year's pandemic. And I also think that there may have been a concert on there. I can't quite remember, which is not very helpful. But what is helpful is that we're going to move on now with another new band. This time this is a band, from Brighton, known as Bleed Again. The band themselves, though, have been around for quite some time. They've been around since the late 2000s, but it wasn't until 2015 that they started to get some acclaim. They've toured with the likes of Soil, Darkest Hour, and Devil Sold His Soul. And are gearing up for the latest EP, which is out on October 29th, called Resurgence. This is one of the tracks offered. This is Cursed.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code CHAMPION200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Lies are swept away. Lies.
That was Bleed Again with their latest single Cursed, which will be out, well, which is from their upcoming album Resurgence, which will be out on October the 29th. As I mentioned in the intro, the band have built quite a following in the past 6 years, particularly. As mentioned, that they have toured throughout Europe and had successful shows with Soylent Darkest Hour. This all culminated with their debut album, Momentum, being released worldwide in 2017 by Slip Trick Records. This won them Band of the Month by Metal Hammer. And 2 years later, releasing their EP Transition again, that followed the momentum, so to speak, excuse the pun, building them quite a lot of support for the underground. So now they are back with this latest EP, which if you did enjoy that track itself, though, look, keep an eye out for it. So I'm going to finish the show now with Slipknot and Psychosocial. We'll be right back. was Slipknot with Psychosocial, a track taken off their 2008 album All Hope Is Gone. The album, or the track itself, is about the Iraq War, which comes as no surprise because quite a lot of bands were writing a lot of tracks about that at the time. I'm not going to move on, I'm actually going to finish the show. So as usual, thanks very much for everybody that has tuned in to listen to the last hour. I hope you did fully enjoy it. I am Anson Madison. This is Rockstar Classics, and until next time, keep on rocking.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.